اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome back to your beautiful episode on the Spring of Truth. Today we have a beautiful quote from Imam Khomeini, where he says, "Today all that we have are in danger. They are in danger because of our ignorance and divisive friends who act on behalf of our enemies." My dear listeners, this declaration of Imam Khomeini, that is, today all that we have are in danger, all, everything and anything we have are in danger. This means it is not a minor threat. It is not a small thing that can be ignored. This is a very big danger and very big threat for us. And of course, this is not something which we have to get upon or over it and ignore, as I said. That is, the first thing what Imam Khomeini says is because of our ignorance. This danger is not because of an existential threat or a threat from somewhere else. This threat is because of our ignorance, not having knowledge, my dear listeners. Why shouldn't we go ahead and get rid of this ignorance? If we see there are many Shias in the whole world who are least bothered about justice, about what is happening in the world today. Unfortunately for those who call themselves Shias, they are ignorant about the present affairs. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to act. They don't even know what is happening so that they can take a step forward. Unfortunately. Inshallah that we are not amongst them. Inshallah. Okay, so they are in danger. All that we have are in danger. Why? Because of our ignorance. And because of the divisive friends who act on behalf of our enemies. Now, if we have a friend who is in support of our enemy, it means that he is not our friend. So, my dear listeners, this is very important over here, that we should understand who our friend is, so that our friend shouldn't be amongst those who betray us later, who tell our secrets to our enemies, who tell our plans to the enemies of Islam. So my dear listeners, Imam Khomeini points out the second danger about the friends. So my dear listeners, if we think this from another dimension, I would say the Imam is calling us to wake up. Wake up! Wake up, everyone! He is saying that the survival of all the things we hold dear depends on these two things: knowledge and unity. We must educate ourselves, not academically, but spiritually and politically. Yeah, we must understand the conspiracies that surround us. We must cling to each other, refusing to let anyone divide us, no matter how sweet their words or how familiar their faces are. In the end, I would go ahead with what Imam Khomeini said, and that is, today, all that we have are in danger. They are in danger because of our ignorance and divisive friends who act on behalf of our enemies. Inshallah, that we educate ourselves and we become united even more stronger so that we recognize our enemies and stand against them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day. Every night and every day. Never forget to say
La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say La ilaha